Earlier in August, the State Education Department released new figures on the number of children who did not take the standardized tests associated with the Common Core learning standards. Statewide, the opt-out number was 20%, but it was closer to one-third of students upstate and 40% on Long Island. The latest version of teacher performance reviews will be based more heavily on the tests. The fourth change in teacher evaluation requirements in 5 years was approved by lawmakers in the state budget at the urging of Governor Cuomo. A spokesman for the teachers' union, Carl Korn, with New York State United Teachers, says teachers have long complained that the current tests are poorly designed and can't be used to accurately measure teacher performance. He says now, with many students skipping the tests, a deeply flawed evaluation system will be even more difficult to carry out.
What you're left with is a volatile, unstable system that has been rendered more volatile and more unstable.
The State Education Department recently signed a contract with a new testing company, and Korn says teachers are hopeful that they'll be able to work better with the new company, Questar. If teachers are more positive about the tests, there could be fewer opt-outs in the future. Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, who began her job in July, said in a recent briefing that a key focus in the coming months will be to try to get parents whose children boycotted the tests back on board.
We've got to do a better job of getting out and working with concerns that people have, responding to those wherever we can, and shifting the focus from what we don't get from assessments and how negative they are to how we really can use assessments effectively to give information to educators.
Commissioner Elia says 900,000 kids did take the tests, and the data will be used to figure out which students need more help meeting the new standards. The State Board of Regents, which hired Elia, is offering a waiver for school districts who might find, with all the confusion surrounding the tests, that they can't meet a deadline of this November to complete new teacher reviews. Governor Cuomo has said he hopes the waivers will be the exception and not the rule. But the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, says he would not be troubled if half of the schools across the state were granted waivers and given another year to design the new teacher evaluations.
And if many of them do apply, then that means that there was a, you know, when we discussed this, there was a concern about the time frame of how to implement these evaluations.
Assembly Democrats are allies of the teachers' union, though Republicans who rule the state Senate have also expressed concern about the tight deadline. Speaker Hastie says he won't judge parents who decide to have their children skip the tests.
I'm not into encouraging, discouraging. That's, I guess it's more of a personal measure. But, you know, there are consequences potentially if people decide, you know, to do that. But again, I really think it's the parents, sending us a message, and the State Education Department, the legislature, the governor, and the State Education Department, that, you know, there still needs some serious work that needs to be done.
There could be other consequences of the test boycott. It's possible that federal officials could sanction schools with high opt-out rates by withholding some funds. Commissioner Elia says she's been talking to federal officials, but so far she's not taken a position on whether or not the school should be punished. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.